The fighting in Tigray has compounded pre-existing vulnerabilities in Ethiopia and neighboring countries. Even before the fighting began last November, the region was dealing with acute food insecurity, an invasion of desert locusts, droughts, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Between February 4th and 7th, a UNICEF team accompanied by the regional bureau head traveled from the Tigray capital, Mekelle, to the town of Shire in central Tigray. The team had 6 trucks filled with 122 tons of emergency supplies in the first UN mission to Shire since the conflict erupted in November 4th. Victor Chinyama, Chief of Communication for UNICEF Ethiopia, says there was a possibility of a major outbreak of diseases as health facilities have been looted or closed down and many children cannot get vaccinated. He says so far UNICEF has provided 655 metric tons of emergency supplies, therapeutic food, emergency health kit, and high energy biscuits at a cost of $2 million.
We've also been able to supply water, which is critical in a situation like this where the water systems have been destroyed and people are resorting to drink unsafe water. So in order to prevent the risk of diarrhea, in many cases we're having to truck in water to affected communities. Also, we provide what is called an emergency health kit. This is a kit that contains all the basic drugs and medicines that are needed to treat common childhood illnesses.
Chinyama says the International Organization for Migration estimates that 220,000 people are currently displaced in Shire. He says although the urgent need of the people was food, the government and humanitarian agencies would not be able to see the full scale of the need until there is full access into the region. He says the exact number of children who have been separated from their families is currently unknown. Chinyama says, however, that among Tigray refugees who entered Sudan, about 300 children were found to have been without their families. Chinyama says children who have been displaced due to the conflict and needs to be reunited with their families will need support as they have gone through different kinds of trauma.
Inside Tigray itself, this is work that we will be doing together with our partners on the ground. And part of the challenge is that you need to put in place a social service workforce that is well-trained, that is skilled in the work of identifying children, many of whom have gone through different kinds of trauma, and working with these children so that they are provided the psychosocial support that is needed, but also they are reunited with their families.
He says a few health centers in Shire were functional as many were looted or destroyed, and others have run out of medicines. Also, many health workers have fled.
We're thinking immediately that there needs to be immunization provided because there hasn't been. And obviously that amplifies the risks of measles and other communicable diseases. And this is something that has been acknowledged. Slowly, the restoration of clinics and health centers is beginning to happen, but side by side with the restoration of the physical infrastructure.
Chinyama says UNICEF has been ramping up support to local non-governmental organizations and government bodies such as the Regional Health Bureau and the Water and Sanitation Bureau to address crucial needs to communities. Reporting for VOA, this is Mavis Autry in Jaso in the Ashanti region of Ghana.